VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A UN human rights expert said Thursday that Saudi Arabia undermined Turkey's efforts to investigate the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. She described that death as a brutal and premeditated killing planned and carried out by Saudi officials, although she did not point to any specific official. The Khashoggi was a Washington Post columnist who wrote critically about Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. His remains have not been found. President Trump on Thursday criticized congressional investigations of his finances and business dealings. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Asked about the House Intelligence Committee's decision to examine his finances, Trump is calling it presidential harassment. And he is blaming the committee's chairman, Adam Schiff, a California Democrat.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself.
Hours earlier, Schiff had declared his committee would broaden its investigation to go beyond Russia and examine whether Trump's concern for his financial interests, whether in Russia, Saudi Arabia, or elsewhere, are driving his policy decisions and other actions as president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The judge said Thursday that part of a search warrant that authorized last year's FBI raids on the home and office of President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen should be unsealed. But the judge said some parts should stay secret because making them public could jeopardize ongoing investigations. Cohen was sentenced to prison for crimes including paying two women to stay silent about affairs that they claimed to have had with Trump before he was a presidential candidate. This is VOA News. The acting Attorney General of the United States, Matthew Whitaker, is refusing to appear before the House Judiciary Committee unless it drops its threat of a subpoena. In a statement Thursday, Whitaker said the committee is trying to, quote, create a public spectacle by authorizing a tentative subpoena for his testimony, even though he had already agreed to appear voluntarily. He's scheduled to testify Friday. The head of foreign policy at the European Union on Thursday called for a peaceful solution to Venezuela's crisis through free and transparent presidential elections. France is recalling its ambassador to Italy over so-called outrageous attacks on the French government by Italy's leaders, further weakening a European Union struggling with Brexit and other divisions. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from France.
France's foreign ministry says its ambassador to Rome is being brought back for consultations after what it said were repeated and baseless attacks and outrageous statements by the Italian government, which it suggested were aimed at winning votes in May's European Parliament elections. Italian leaders have directed sharp criticism against French President Emmanuel Macron and his government in recent months. Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini described Macron as a terrible president and said he hoped French voters would turn against him.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she'll bring Britain out of the EU on time. She said she'll achieve an orderly withdrawal agreement by the March 29th deadline, but it will not be easy.
Crucially, President Juncker and I have agreed that talks will now start to find a way through this, to find a way to get this over the line and to deliver on the concerns that Parliament has so we get a majority in Parliament. And I'm clear that I am going to deliver Brexit.
May made the promise despite fundamental differences over whether the draft withdrawal agreement she negotiated with the EU should be changed to address strong objections by British lawmakers. President Trump says he expects to declare victory over the Islamic State terror group's self-declared caliphate sometime in the next week. The United Nations humanitarian chief on Thursday called on Yemen's Houthi rebels to give aid workers access to unused grain that could feed nearly 4 million starving people. The grain is stored in silos near the port city of Hodeidah and is at risk of rotting. Humanitarian chief Mark Lowcock said he was deeply concerned that the UN has been unable to access the Red Sea mills in Hodeidah since September 2018. He said it's enough grain to feed 3.7 million people for a month. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.